As we've seen throughout this series, many families struggle with confronting hard questions about the future. To talk about the psychology behind how people think about planning for the future, we turned to NPR science correspondent Shankar Vedantam. Good morning.
Hi, Renee.
Well, let's start with why it can be so hard to plan for the future.
Well, I mean, there's actually several decades of research into this. Back in the early 70s, researchers conducted this humorous experiment called the marshmallow experiment, where they sat these very small children before a table and they put a marshmallow before them. And they said, if you don't eat the marshmallow for 15 minutes, I'll give you two marshmallows. What was really fascinating was when the researchers followed these children out into young adulthood and further out, it turned out that their performance on the marshmallow test predicted all kinds of other things. It predicted how well they did on their SAT scores, how well they did in their careers. It even predicted some of their propensity for addictions.
I'm guessing that those who ate the marshmallow without looking to the future were the ones who had problems in all of those areas.
Exactly. So it was a measure of impulsivity. You know, how impulsive are you when you have a temptation before you, and how well are you able to defer or delay gratification?
So you're saying a marshmallow test could actually predict whether someone would, say, become an alcoholic?
Well, I think what the test was really measuring is it was measuring some element of temperament. And in more recent years, there's been a lot of brain science, neuroscience, which has found that there are actually brain differences between people who are better able to delay gratification and those who don't. What's optimistic is that there's been research that finds that there are factors that are within people's control that influence whether they become spenders or savers. And it's not just about your brain chemistry. It's actually how you're raised. I spoke with this researcher whose name is Joyce Cerrito. She's at the University of Arizona. And she said that one factor above all others stands out.
Parents played a really big role in the kinds of behaviors that their children exhibited. So those kids who said that they spoke with their parents about financial matters actually performed more responsible financial behaviors.
So what Cerrito found is that children who were included in family discussions about budgets, you know, you're buying a car and you bring the kids in to talk about how much car can we afford, what are the trade-offs, these are the kids that Cerrito found 3 years into college are making a budget of their own. They're making hard choices. They're actually saving money.
So that's training.
It is training.
And can that overcome brain chemistry?
Well, I don't think the two of them ever rule one another out. I think there is such a thing as brain biology, and the brain biology is going to be what it is. But I think nurture and training, you know, sits on top of brain chemistry. And what this new research is suggesting is that the right kind of parenting, not just talking with your kids, but also communicating your expectations to kids. You know, I'm giving you an allowance, but I expect that you're going to save 10% of it, seems to be playing a role. And it's interesting, given the last story we just heard about David and his grandma Snitsy, a lot of young people find a closer kinship to their grandparents when it comes to financial matters than they do to their parents.
Because?
Well, one possibility is that, you know, kids graduating from college today, they're coming into a recession, unemployment is high, and in many ways that reflects better the world that their grandparents and their great-grandparents grew up in rather than the world that their parents grew up in. So that might be why they find a greater connection with some of the older generations in their families.
Shankar, thank you very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR science correspondent Shankar Vedantam.